from the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi there, I'm Andrew Bucklow and this is the weekend edition of From the Newsroom where we take a look at what will be making headlines next week. Well, Christmas Day is of course coming up next Saturday and experts have suggested that Aussies hold their festive celebrations outside. According to an infectious diseases expert from ANU, apart from getting a booster shot, that's the best way to keep parties COVID safe. One family who won't be getting together to celebrate Christmas next week is the royal family. The Queen has cancelled her traditional pre-Christmas family lunch as coronavirus cases surge in the UK. The Queen usually hosts her extended family, including her children, grandchildren and great-grandchildren at the palace in the run-up to Christmas. She was forced to cancel the family party last year as well because of strict rules on social distancing. In other news, lab-grown chicken breasts will be released in Singapore next week. A company called Good Meat will release its cultivated chicken breasts, which they make by taking a small amount of animal cells from a chicken, which they then feed nutrients to turn it into meat. The entire process takes place in a controlled environment like a brewery, and instead of growing the entire animal, the company grows only the edible portions. To the US now, Ghislaine Maxwell's trial will continue next week. Miss Maxwell is accused of grooming underage girls to be sexually exploited by her longtime partner Jeffrey Epstein. Her lawyers this week began presenting their defence. They requested that some witnesses be allowed to testify anonymously so they didn't have to deal with the unwanted attention. The judge, however, denied that motion. Maxwell faces an effective life sentence if convicted. We'll be back in just a moment with a look at the new shows and movies coming out next week.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
News.com.au's Wenli Maher is here to tell us about the new shows and movies coming out next week. Take it away, Wen.
Thanks, guys. First up next week is Don't Look Up, a satirical comedy from filmmaker Adam McKay, who directed Step Brothers, The Big Short and Vice. With an enormous cast that includes Leonardo DiCaprio, Jennifer Lawrence and Meryl Streep, the timely movie is centred on two astronomers who discover a large comet headed straight for Earth. But despite impending disaster, they struggle to get the world's leaders to do the right thing, a parable for climate change if there ever was one. Don't Look Up is a loud, shouty movie with plenty of uproarious jokes, if not a single note of subtlety or nuance. Here's a tease of what to expect.
I hear there's something you don't like the looks of.
We discovered a very large comet.
Oh, good for you.
It's headed directly towards Earth.
This comet is what we call a planet killer.
At this exact moment, I say we sit tight and assess.
Sit tight and assess?
Sit tight.
And then assess. The sit tight part comes first, then you gotta digest it. That's the assessment period.
Don't Look Up is on Netflix from Friday. Next up is Being the Ricardos, a drama written and directed by The West Wing's Aaron Sorkin and starring Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem. The film takes place over a week in the life of iconic comedy couple Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz, exploring their complex marriage, the behind the scenes of the I Love Lucy show, and the anti-communist paranoia of 1950s America. Being the Ricardos is pure Sorkin, full of the filmmaker's signature clever dialogue and narrative style, while Kidman turns in a tour de force performance crackling with verve, pain and humanity. Being the Ricardos is on Amazon Prime Video from Tuesday. And finally, we have The Matrix Resurrections, the new installment in the legendary sci-fi franchise that blew our minds 20 years ago and continues to influence genre and action works today. Directed by Lana Wachowski, Keanu Reeves and Carrie-Anne Moss return as Neo and Trinity. And yes, if you remember how the third movie ended, their return is in the subtitle of the film Resurrections. It's what you expect from a Matrix movie. Lots of action, a complicated and multi-layered story that takes about three viewings to understand, and a love story. The Matrix Resurrections is in cinemas on Boxing Day.
Thanks, Wen. That's it from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update for you on Monday morning.
Get the latest from news.com.au.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the U.S., and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on CrimeX Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.